WEAF, New York.
An analysis of the latest reports from the invasion front brought to you by the Dean of American Commentators, NBC's H.B. Kaltenbaum.
The most encouraging fact about this invasion from the Allied point of view is that we had 4,000 ships and 11,000 planes with which to cover it. That means two great things, control of the sea and control of the air. And through control of the sea and control of the air, the powers that have gathered in the British Isles the mighty invasion force that has now begun to land, through that control, they will be able to establish control of the land. Everything that has happened so far indicates that that control has already begun, has moved more rapidly than even those of us who were most sanguine have dared to hope. For we all had in mind the experience of Dieppe. We had in mind some of the difficulties that we had experienced in Africa, in Sicily, in Italy. And yet, here in France, so far as we now know, many of those difficulties were either eliminated or overcome. For it is certain, on the basis of German admissions, that we have penetrated the estuaries of two important rivers in Normandy, that we have landed tanks in large numbers behind the so-called Hitler Atlantic Wall, that our paratroopers landed successfully at key points in Normandy and elsewhere, and that, so far, the invasion, as Mr. Churchill told Commons this morning, is going according to plan, and what a plan. In other words, we've made a magnificent start. Obviously, the Germans are only now beginning to recover from their first surprise, for it evidently was a surprise. They had obviously counted on our taking advantage of that short 20-mile distance between Dover and Calais. They had not counted that we would risk the 80-mile crossing from southern England over to Normandy. And they were evidently not as well prepared there as they were presumably prepared across the Channel. Certainly, that helped us in our opening moves. All the German admissions are significant, for obviously they would not make them unless they felt they had to. We penetrated into the estuaries of the Seine and the Orne rivers. The Seine, tremendously important, because once we control that estuary, we are in a position to fight for the possession of the tremendously important port of Le Havre, which the French only in recent years developed to the point where it is their most important transatlantic port, with every possible equipment for the landing of every type of ship. And the control of the estuary of the Orne River means control of the important town of Caen, a great railroad center in Normandy, and undoubtedly also a center of airfields, which in the flat country surrounding that particular area could readily be established in considerable numbers. And of course, it is our purpose in landing on this particular part of Normandy to secure for our use some of those airfields. And while we have no precise indication that our paratroopers who have landed in large numbers are landing there for the purpose of seizing airfields, we know that that undoubtedly is the plan which they would follow. For once we control the airfield, our control of the air can then be transferred from the coast of Britain to the coast and to the inland points of France. And if we begin with airfields in that flat country in the neighborhood of Caen, get control of those, then we are in a position from there to move steadily forward from one airfield to another in cooperation with our landing forces at various points on the French coast. And according to the reports that have come to us, our landings are not confined to Normandy. They extend much farther to the north and to the east along the Channel coast. They go as far as Boulogne, and some have been made even east and north of Boulogne, which means that we are alerting the Germans at a dozen different places along something like 250 miles of coast, so that already their railroad problem is a difficult one because they are unable to concentrate their forces at any given point. They must be prepared to meet what might be a major thrust anywhere along 250 miles of coast, and it is a 250 miles of coast where for the past 2 years we have been bombing the railroads, bombing every possible type of construction that could aid those who would resist invasion. We have landed heavy armor. That too comes from the Germans. They tell us of one tank battle in which they claim to have knocked out 35 tanks. Well, perhaps they did knock out a score or even more of tanks, but how many more were left? For obviously, if we have penetrated the estuaries of those rivers, if, thanks to this huge invasion fleet of 4,000 ships and other smaller ships, we have managed to get up into those rivers with these landing barges, which again and again at various fronts I have seen discharging their tanks by rolling right up on the shore. Why, it's quite possible that we have landed hundreds of tanks at several points. And once we have succeeded in doing that, then we are in a position to carry on, to move over the excellent French roads, to follow up with armor, with mechanized material, so that we can move with speed, move with precision, move with firepower. And here, that vast accumulation of military material which we have been building in the United States, which we have transferred to the British Isles, and which today has begun to land in France, will stand us in good stead. A bulletin from an Allied air base in England tells us that many Allied assault troops are now already beyond the initial danger zone of total exposure in France. That means that they have established themselves, that possibly they have made connection with the landings on the coast, that they are no longer isolated units defending themselves alone against superior forces of Germans, but that already contact has been established between those forces that were landed 10, 15 miles, 20 miles inland, and those that are landing barges inland, and those that are landing barges deposited on the shore where they established their beach positions. The Germans tell us that we have definitely established ourselves in at least two places, firmly, so that we have been able to not only to hold the beachheads, but to penetrate beyond them, to force our way inland, which, of course, is the test of any successful invasion. Within the last few hours, British heavy bombers dropped 5,000 tons of bombs on the Channel Coast batteries. That happened last night and early today. That's a new record of bombing. That climaxes 2 years of bombing. That reminds us how magnificently our great air power has paved the way successfully for today's events. The Germans tell us that landings have been made on two Channel Islands of Jersey and Guernsey. Those Channel Islands are some 80-odd miles from the coast of England, but they're only a few miles from the coast of Normandy. And from those islands, once we have established air bases on them, and that will not take long, we can strike either towards Brittany or towards Normandy. We will have comparatively secure air bases again because of our control of the sea, from which we can strike in to the help of any particular detachment that may be in difficulties somewhere in the interior of Normandy. And the seizure of those islands is an important factor in the development of our offensive. A cross-channel bombardment began this morning from the area of Calais in the direction of Dover. You have heard of those tremendous long-range German guns that have been firing at intervals. They fired this morning for only 45 minutes, and then the Air Force that started from the British Isles and that went over the position of the guns and that soon located them by dropping their loads of bombs promptly silenced them. Here, as elsewhere, what we had thought of as secret German devices, as particular German ingenious mechanisms to prevent invasion, failed to come off. no secret weapon on the part of the Germans has so far been developed, at least none that we've had any inkling of. And we were surprised at the comparative lack of underwater obstructions when our barges approached the invasion coast. We managed to reach the coast with comparative ease and, so far as we are aware, with comparatively little loss. Our own secret weapon, the little one-man submarine, helped us tremendously because those little craft went across the channel last night and established markers so that every invasion barge, as it approached the French coast this morning, knew exactly where it was intended to land. The weather was with us. The moon was out. Conditions, so far as we know, were particularly favorable for our landing operations. The first German defenses, then, established along the coast, have evidently failed. The shore batteries, on which they counted so much, failed to stop our invasion barges. Why? Because those barges were covered by fighter planes to such an extent that those batteries, as soon as they opened up and revealed their positions, were promptly knocked out. That is, those that have not already been knocked out by that particularly heavy bombardment which has been concentrated on that channel coast now for several weeks past. Our experiences in Africa and Sicily and Italy have proved invaluable in organizing today's invasion. Many bitter lessons had to be learned. Fortunately, we have learned them. We have found ways to overcome the difficulties that developed during those early invasions when we were inexperienced and when our mechanized invasion material was not as good as it is today. You may have wondered why it took us so long to develop this invasion. The reason is the determination on the part of the Allied command to make it as inexpensive as possible in human life. A bulletin has just come from Washington that tells us that President Roosevelt has called the high command to the White House for a D-Day conference. He called into consultation the highest ranking military and naval officials. That means Admiral King, General Marshall, General Arnold, among others. He will confer with them, and perhaps on the basis of what they tell him, he will give the nation some message, perhaps at his regular press conference today. This is not the only invasion. Remember that this is but a beginning. Yes, the Germans say we landed 3 paratroop divisions, but we have more than 3 paratroop divisions. We have only made a beginning. The great mass of the accumulated human and mechanized material that we have been piling up in the British Isles for the past year, all that has not yet begun to be landed. We have huge forces that are available for a landing in southern France. Something that the King of Norway said this morning in speaking to his people suggested to me the possibility of an invasion of Norway. And so, on this great day, let us recognize that invasion has begun, but only one invasion, not the only one. Thanks to our patience, thanks to the long delay, thanks to the determination to save human life, we can now make invasion after invasion until they bring victory. Good morning.
You have just heard an analysis of the latest reports from the invasion front brought to you by the Dean of American Commentators, NBC's H.B. Kaltenbaum. The National Broadcasting Company will continue to bring you complete and full reports on the invasion as they come to us at the NBC newsroom here in New York. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
...11:15 a.m. Eastern Wartime, WEAF, New York.